The Reserve Bank of Australia announced earlier this week that they have again held the historically low rate at 0.25%. Dr. Zach Gross, currently a lecturer at Monash University and previously an economist at the Reserve Bank, provides insights into what the hold means for the everyday Aussie.
Well, the idea behind the Reserve Bank of Australia cutting their interest rates is that by lowering the interest rate that banks face, this will lead to the banks in turn lowering the interest rates for Australian households and Australian businesses. So regardless of whether you're borrowing to finance a mortgage or borrowing to invest in a business, you should see lower interest rates, which means you won't have to pay quite as much in interest, which hopefully leaves more money in the pockets of Australian households and businesses. Aspect of the RBA's decision this month was to extend more financing to the banking sector. And so this additional financing should mean that banks have more money and money at a lower cost of funding to pass on to consumers in the form of cheaper interest rates and cheaper loans. So the fact that the Reserve Bank isn't winding back their support for the economy and is indeed signaled that they're going to continue to support the economy for many months, perhaps even years to come, means that Australians can take comfort that once the COVID-19 virus is contained, the government will be there to help support Australian businesses get back on their feet.
Susanna is happy that the rate cuts have been passed on because it means a little extra.
Well, I've been paying less interest from my home loan, and obviously make my repayments. We have a budget, my husband and I, and we've got like expenses and then daily living expenses, obviously your groceries and all that, school fees because I've got three children. But yeah, so it just means that I have got extra money left each week.
While some consumers remain optimistic mortgage rates and other interest rates remain reduced, others have different concerns.
Low interest rates are good for the economy overall. There will be some households that don't benefit from a fall in interest rates or interest rates being kept at this low level. So for households that draw a large fraction of their income from fixed rate investments, such as retirees and pensioners, they may be at risk of having their income cut due to the low rate the Australian economy. And so that's a potential side effect of these low interest rates that the Reserve Bank of Australia has set. And it's something that the government should look into if the problem becomes serious enough.
Dr. Zach sheds light on those that may be particularly impacted.
So as interest rates go towards zero, it does become harder and harder for banks to maintain a profit and offer a positive rate of interest to savers. So ultimately, whether it's the interest rate on your mortgage or your interest rate on your term deposits and the interest you earn on your savings, those are both going to be tied to the interest rate that the Reserve Bank of Australia sets. And when that Reserve Bank of Australia interest rate falls, you're going to see smaller interest rates, both on your mortgage payments, but also on potential income payments from any savings or term deposits you might own.
The banks have now begun slashing interest earning rates off savings accounts. Mother of three, Susanna, is concerned about the reduced earnings her children will now be subject to on their savings accounts.
Their bank accounts when they were born, and I regularly deposit money into their bank accounts. So it is purely for savings, whether it would be for their education down the track or maybe them to buy a deposit, to use it as a deposit for a home, or maybe buy their first car. Yeah, but it's purely a savings. Okay, and then them being at that age now, they understand that they can see their money growing. And then, interest rates have been slashed, like for savings, then disheartened them. They think then, well, what's the point of having a savings account if I'm not going to be earning interest?
14-year-old Sienna feels as if she may not have earned the amount anticipated by these saving rate cuts for her Commonwealth Bank account.
It's annoying and kind of sad at the same time because I wanted to go on holidays with two of my friends. And I guess now, with the interest being low, I won't be able to do that. And I'll have a lower budget. I won't really get to experience everything. I guess COVID gets better for you.